During our stay at the Ozark Cafe in downtown Jasper, we had four young guests: Kyle Barnard, Colby Pruitt, Glendon Lackey, and Quinn Riley. The four high school students are collectively known as the Sherman Mountain Boys, a bluegrass and gospel band making a name for themselves in the Ozarks and well beyond. That's the Sherman Mountain Boys playing last week inside the Ozark Cafe. All four of the Sherman Mountain Boys grew up in Newton County. They've known each other as long as they can remember. All grew up together in the same church, the Mount Sherman Assembly of God. They've been playing music together for about the last 4 years. Kyle Barnard says the idea for the band came from an outside influence.
It was really Quinn and Glendon's grandpa. He had a band called the Sherman Mountain Bluegrass, and they played at Dog Patch when it was open, and he really got us started playing the instruments.
And he taught us how to play all of our instruments because he can play everything.
The instrument Glendon and Quinn's grandfather taught the boys and are included in their performances are guitar, banjo, bass, and mandolin. The lessons began as individual sessions that Glendon Lackey says eventually turned into band rehearsals.
Kyle sort of learned on his own, but me and Quinn would come after school. I think I came on Monday and you came on
Tuesday. Yeah.
And he would give us lessons. And then after a while, once we got it down, we would have lessons together as a band.
After we all got good enough to where we could actually focus on playing our instruments, then we all started coming together and trying to figure stuff out.
Colby didn't come with us until we did the first fine arts thing. We said, we got to have a bass player. So we're like, Colby, you got to learn the bass.
Yeah.
Colby Pruitt didn't read music, but he says he was not intimidated by his assignment. He was just handed a bass and told to learn to play it. And he did. Over the past 4 years, they've honed their musical skills, and somewhere along the way, they discovered they have remarkable harmony.
Well, Brother Moses smoked the water, children all passed over. Brother Moses smoked the water, the seas give away. Brother Moses smoked the water, children all passed.
They've also traveled extensively. This performance, found on YouTube, shows off that harmony and was recorded at the National Assembly of God Fine Arts Festival in Detroit.
Brother, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Well, Brother Moses smoked the water, the children all passed over. Brother Moses smoked the water, the seas give away. Well, God called Moses on the mountain.
Earlier this month, just a few days before they came to visit us at the Ozark Cafe, the Sherman Mountain Boys had been in Phoenix.
We entered in a competition. It's called the Fine Arts Festival competition, and it has two stages, one in state and one in nationals. And nationals this year was in Phoenix, and we got past state, and we were trying to win nationals, but we came real close. I think we got second in, like, everything.
So, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guys might sound a wee bit disappointed, but friends and families are proud, very proud. The simple message on their home church marquee in the community of Mount Sherman last week read, "Congratulations, welcome home, we missed you." The close-knit atmosphere not serves just as a fan club, but as inspiration. Barbara Barnard, Kyle's mom, guides the band and often drives them to out-of-town appearances. She says growing up in a small, yet musically rich region like Newton County has helped develop the Sherman Mountain Boys' skills.
Kyle has always been musically talented. He started piano lessons when he was four, and when he was five, he got his first guitar, and he started teaching himself how to play. Glendon and Quinn, I don't know. I think they were just destined to be musically talented. Their grandpa, their parents play, you know, different instruments. And Colby, I don't know. His mom plays the piano, and I don't know. I think it's pretty neat that they were all born and raised together, and they're all able to do this together. So I don't know, I think they were just always going to be musically talented. Kyle and Colby and Glendon has a great great grandpa that was, he played a lot of music, and I think that's what he loved to do, was play music. And so I would say they probably got some of that from, you know, from him, and he was always been from Newton County. Quinn's family is from that area too. I would say it's just something that's always been in their blood.
The Sherman Mountain Boys playing last week inside the Ozark Cafe in downtown Jasper. It's not unusual to find teenagers who love listening to or playing bluegrass and gospel music. That's especially true in Newton County. But as the four guys in the Sherman Mountain Boys are finding out, it's true all over.
We've just found out just recently that there's a lot more people that listen to bluegrass and like it than you would think. Like around here, we're just regular people. And nobody really talks to us about the music or anything. But when we go out, that and people know us for bluegrass, and that's it. And there's a lot of people and kids that like it. Like at the Fine Arts Festival, we're really popular, I guess, because kids come up because we're very different than anything else out there. It's kind of a novelty act that we do.
Yeah, all the other bands are like hard rock and like screamo music and stuff. And so then you like bring a banjo up there, and everybody's like, "What is that?"
You can see and hear the Sherman Mountain Boys for yourself often in the next 6 weeks. They'll be heard tomorrow and Saturday at the Harrison Bluegrass Festival in Harrison, on Sunday evening at the Batavia Baptist Church in Batavia, as well as the upcoming Jasper Bluegrass Festival in early September. Also in September, dates in Mountain Home, Morrilton, Van Buren, Peel, Dover, and back in Harrison. A full rundown of their schedule may be found online at shermanmountainboys.com. That's Sherman, MTNboys.com. And even though 100% of the band is now back in school, there will still be some chances to see them play.
Our principal, he'll let us leave anytime we need to, and he won't count us absent.
Yeah. That's a nice principal.
Yeah. Actually, we got a new principal this year, so.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to work out.
How that's going to work out, but.
He's a nice guy, I think. Yeah. He'll work with us.
We visited with the Sherman Mountain Boys last week at the Ozark Cafe in downtown Jasper.